I am so happy that our next guests are in the studio and ready to talk to us this morning. Woodstock Fringe is presenting Brothers Keeper, written and performed by our dear friend Wallace Norman at the Phoenicia Playhouse, June 28th and June 29th. Brothers Keeper will be presented on the anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, which took place June 28th in 1969. The riots, widely considered the watershed event that transformed the gay liberation movement and the 20th century fight for LGBTQ plus rights in the United States of America. Playing 13 characters, Norman shares the journey of two young boys who are abused by a member of the Catholic clergy. Norman shifts between the two main characters as they grow up and apart. One does not survive the trauma, the other bravely confronts his abuser. This cathartic act leads to healing, love, and a kind of peace. Stage direction is by Shelley Wyand, who also joins us in the studio this morning, along with Wallace Norman, and it's a great pleasure to have this dynamic duo before us this morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really glad. You were supposed to be on last week. The fun drive went on, and I was so worried we wouldn't get to this, but your performances are on the 28th and 29th at the Phoenicia Playhouse. How, Wallace, did this project come about for you? Because you're, other than Shelley's incredible work, you're doing everything.
Well, it's not quite so lonely a project, but well, I was telling Shelley in the green room that, unlike other things I've written, this idea for the play came to me in a dream. I was with my brother in Rome, his first trip to Rome, and he rented an apartment that had a view of the St. Peter's Basilica from his porch, and there was a lot of information in the news about the Catholic Church and priests abusing their young people they were supposed to be taking care of, and I guess this was rattling around in my brain. And so I was inspired by St. Peter, I guess. But
is the play contemporary in nature in the sense of does it take place?
Yes, it takes place over a period of we meet William and Matthew, the two main characters in the play, from the time they're 10 years old until the present.
Yeah,
when William is middle-aged, my age, yeah.
As we say, I mean, this is the results of the horrific acts that took place earlier in their lives.
Yeah, I remember the play. We worked on it for 5 or 6 years, and it started out more conventionally in that there were 8 characters in the play and played by 8 different actors. And I brought it into a playwriting workshop for a number of years, and it evolved into what it's become now. And the Williams story, the main character, became dominant, and I never really planned on doing a one person play. I like being on a stage with other actors. And there are 1 or 2 scenes where there are 4 characters in the play and in the scene, and so it's
you going back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge of that has been fun.
Because you never let up. I mean, you never have a moment.
I don't even think to
breathe,
not
do you?
A moment. Not a moment.
The scene changes.
Oh, there you go.
But
there
he
you
announces go. Just those. To... And he even announces those.
I'm interested, Shelley, in what it's like. I think we've talked to other directors on this, but what it's like to direct a one-man show of because it's really, Wallace said it wasn't quite the lonely pursuit perhaps that I made it out to be, and I understand it takes a village to put a play up like this. Of course it does, but for the two of you working on the artistic component of it, what is that like?
It's been a fabulous opportunity for me. I just met Wallace in the last few months. He came to see a play.
Oh, really?
Yes, we're new friends. So that is just...
Oh, you're missing out. He's been the best.
I know that now. I totally know that now.
But it's as if we have known each other... It's really amazing. You know, we grew up together. We speak the same theatrical
artistic
language. And
we both work too hard.
And, you know, she finishes my sentences and I finish hers. It's really wonderful.
It must be very gratifying to have been with a work for as long as this work has been with you in its various permeations, and then you find someone who gets it.
Yes. Huh. And I believe that the work that we've done in this version has elevated the piece, just added colors and depth to
different dimensions
to some of the characters, and to all of the characters actually, and so some of the assumptions and choices that not that they were, they're just different. It's like doing the play anew.
You perform in the play, as we mentioned. You also have written the play, and I'm going to ask you both this question, but I'll start with you, Wallace. Of what do you think ultimately the play says of the message that you wanted to convey to the audience?
I remember after, because I performed the play in Scotland, and I remember a fellow coming up to me after the performance and touching my arm very gently and saying, "I am so glad you survived." And he was, you know, so taken by it. So I hope the message is that, well, I think the play makes very personal what is, you know, sexual abuse can be, you know, very abstract when you think about it. And I think it makes and conveys just how personal these traumas can be, and that some people are brave enough to find a way to get to the other side and have a healthy life. And William does in this play.
And Shelley, your thoughts on that?
I think that the play is about redemption.
Yeah.
And that there's the possibility of not only saving yourself, but saving others, and being clear with yourself that, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Mm-hmm. And what is the journey to that strength? And it's one of the reasons I love the play, is because it's not just dark and smarmy. It's about, you know, how do you pull yourself up by your bootstraps and persevere?
And when a person comes up to you and puts their hand on your arm, there's that differentiation between you, the actor, and you, the person or the playwright, is sort of mushed together.
Mm. Yeah,
and there's an assumption there that may, I don't know, but may or may not be accurate.
Correct.
Yeah.
And sometimes people have asked me, "Is this your story?"
I asked you.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was his story at first when I first read it.
And of course, in many ways it is, because it came out of my imagination. But some of the, you know, the events of the play did not actually happen to me. But I think that's unimportant. I think it's a work of art that sort of stands on its own. Mm. And if people are persuaded that this is something real, playwriting, you know, gets an A.
That's right. Well, and that's what it is. It's to speak to us as at the, you know, very heart of us.
Yeah, and other people have come up to me and said, "Well, this happened to me, but it was my music teacher. Or it was my, I hope it exposes the brutality of people who are responsible for taking care of and protecting young people and who fail to do so.
The fragility of childhood.
And the inappropriateness of inappropriate adults.
And the trust that we often put in these
exactly,
adults that
exactly.
That can be misplaced. Yeah. 13 characters. Give us a sense of why you needed 13.
Why?
All those people.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a scene that takes place in middle school, and you know, so there's a coach and other kids in school, and the brother James exists in the play, both as a young man and an older man.
So the many voices. I guess what I was getting at is that this isn't. As you said early on about it, lonely, but even events like this, there are several people who are around and a part of it, aren't there?
Yeah, yeah. I think one of the most fun thing about the play is the friendship between the two boys, Matthew and William. And Matthew's the smartest person in the history of the world. and they meet, you know, they meet in third grade, and they become best friends, and that, you know, they're just never apart.
And the press material for the show says this leads to healing, love, and a kind of peace. Mm-hmm. I guess that's sort of where we're all at, right? With a mm-hmm. kind of peace.
Yeah. Yeah, very much. And I'm so grateful to the Phoenicia Playhouse. They, you know, they invited me, and they're co-producing, and they're taking really good care of us, which is just great.
And it all takes place, two performances, June 28th and June 29th. We're just about out of time, but the importance of the anniversary of the Stonewall Riots mm-hmm. is really...
Yeah, it was their idea to present the play on the anniversary to commemorate Pride Month.
That's terrific. Yeah. Well...
A matinee. There's a matinee on Saturday.
A matinee. So let's talk about that. So June 28th. And then a matinee
on Saturday.
On Saturday the 29th. You can find out all about it by going to woodstockfringe.org. Woodstockfringe.org will tell you all the information you need about Brothers Keeper, which has been written and performed by Wallace Norman and directed by Shelley Wyant. I thank you both for
thank
being
you,
with
Joe.
Us. An
thank
absolute
you so
delight
much.
To have you both in the studio. Have a beautiful performance, and we look forward to talking to you very soon.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you very thank you. Much. We will return to the roundtable and hour three. First, this break and news coming up on WAMC.